أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا مس الناس ضر دعوا ربهم منيبين إليه ثم إذا أذاقهم منه رحمة إذا فريق منهم بربهم يشركون ليكفروا بما آتيناهم فتمتعوا فسوف تعلمون أم أنزلنا عليهم سلطانا فهو يتكلم بما كانوا به يشركون وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, one important aspect that was discussed is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates within each and every human being the ability, the capacity, the capability to understand tawheed, the concept of the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and also to accept tawheed, the concept of the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is a different thing that man is ushered into this world and then he is clouded, his heart and his mind is clouded with the different things of this world, the dunya, the materialism of this world, clouded with kufr, shirk, Christianity, Judaism, etc. The environment is not conducive and hence he rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how each and every individual in actual fact has the ability, and this ability is sometimes exercised. Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ دُرٌ دَعُوا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ, that when any form of affliction, any form of harm reaches mankind, and mankind here generally will refer to the disbelievers, although this is also a quality of humans in general, دَعُوا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ, then they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the state of kufr, even in the state of shirk, the difficulty comes upon them, it is very difficult for them to bear, then they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only making dua, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, munibina ilay, they turn fully towards Allah rabbul izzat, becoming totally attentive to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thumma idha adaqahum minhu rahmatan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they taste a form of rahmah, a form of mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, those difficulties come to an end, and then the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon them, good conditions come upon them. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, then a group from amongst them make shirk and they ascribe partners to their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that in total desperation, man exercises the ability that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted man, that now when he knows that no idol can help him, he knows that no technology can help him, he knows that no science can help him, he knows that no politics can help him, he knows that there is absolutely nothing that can help him, every other sabab, every other asbab has been cut off, then suddenly he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala munibin, fully attentive to Allah Rabbul Izzat, seeking and asking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the question is, how is it possible at that time he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this qualifies the previous ayats and the previous verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fitrat Allah fatara an-nasa 'alayha, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala imbues, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants every human being this natural fitrat of the recognition of Allah, or the potential to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he makes shirk and he makes kufr to Allah, liyakfuru bima ataynahum, to be ungrateful for that which we had granted him. In other words, when we gave him these beautiful ni'mats, then he turned away, and then he ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made shirk and he made kufr, and he became ungrateful to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatamatta'u, the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allah says, that enjoy, make merry, فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, in the very near future, you will realize and you will recognize who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. أَمَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ. Or is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them some kind of authority, some kind of proof? يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ. And this authority or this kitab that would have come down from Allah, or this wahi that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commanding them and directing them to make kufr and shirk, obviously there is no kitab, there is no proof, there is no authority, there is no angel that came down from the skies telling them that they must make kufr and shirk for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the general norm and practice, the general habit of man is this, that when we make man taste a little bit of rahmah, a little bit of mercy from us, then فَرِحُوا بِهَا, they become delightful with it. In other words, they become happy, they rejoice over it. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And when any affliction afflicts them because of what their hand had did, because of their own amal, then they become despondent and they despair and they lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally. In the previous ayat, Allah said they make shirk. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they become despondent. So one of the two things that happen is either over the time they commit shirk and then they become despondent, or they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when things are good, and then after that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the halat, changes the condition, they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after that they forget about Allah, they begin to rejoice. Now this is very opposite to what our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke about the condition of a believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ajaban li amri mu'min, that really marvelous, wondrous is the condition of a real and true believer, that every one of his condition is good for him. That when any form of sarra, when any form of happiness, when he experiences any joy, then shakara, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sign of iman, and that is the token of a person's iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when any form of darra, any form of harm afflicts him, then he makes sabr, knowing full well that this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is supposed to be the attitude of a real and true believer. In the concluding ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Does insan, does man not see that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands sustenance for whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also constrains. That is left to Allah, that is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that these changing conditions are going to come upon man, and we need to make sabr and we need to make shukr. But generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's norm and habit is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives sustenance to whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires, sometimes in abundance, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala straightens, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala constrains. That is the choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah says, in that are many signs. That two people do the same task, same job, work for the same hours, exert the same energy. One person's sustenance is increased by Allah, one person's is constrained. That is a sign from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that all this lies, the treasure lies in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. For the people who have real and true iman. When we have real and true iman, then our eyes will not go towards the means and the asbab of this dunya, but our eyes and our gaze will turn towards the treasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will learn to draw from that khazana of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.